I am not going to let him sit up there at the high table all evening and ignore me.
Vin turned and walked along the balcony, nodding to Cliss as she passed. The balcony ended in a corridor that turned and, as Vin had correctly guessed, led out onto the ledge that held the host's table. She stood inside the corridor for a moment, looking out. Lords and ladies sat in regal outfits, basking in the privilege of being invited up to sit with Lord Strathventure. Vin waited, trying to get Ellen's attention, and finally one of the guests noticed her, then nudged Ellen. He turned with surprise, saw Vin, then flushed slightly. She waved briefly, and he stood, excusing himself. Vin ducked back into the stone corridor a bit so they could speak more privately.
Ellen, you're sitting with your father.
This ball has turned into something of a special event, Valette, and my father was fairly insistent that I obey protocol.
When are we going to have time to talk?
I'm not sure that we will.
Vin frowned. He seemed reserved. His usual slightly worn and wrinkled suit had been replaced by a sharp, well-fitted one. His hair was even combed.
Ellen?
Things have changed, Valette.
No, this can't change, not yet. Things? What things? Ellen, what are you talking about?
I am heir to House Venture, and dangerous times are coming. House Hastings lost an entire convoy this afternoon, and that's only the beginning. Within the month, the keeps will openly be at war. These aren't things I can ignore, Valette. It's time I stopped being a liability to my family.
That's fine. That doesn't mean...
Valette, you are a liability too. A very big one. I won't lie and claim that I never cared for you. I did. And I still do. However, I knew from the start, as you did, that this could never be anything more than a passing dalliance. The truth is, my house needs me, and it's more important than you are.
But...
He turned to go back to dinner.
Ellen, please don't turn away from me.
He paused, then looked back at her.
I know the truth, Valette. I know how you've lied about who you are. I don't care, really. I'm not angry or even disappointed. The truth is, I expected it. You're just playing the game, like we all are.
He shook his head and turned away from her.
Like I am.
Ellen?
She reached for him.
Don't make me embarrass you in public, Valette.
Vin paused, feeling numb. And then she was too angry to be numb. Too angry, too frustrated, and too terrified.
Don't leave. Don't you leave me too.
I'm sorry, but I have to go meet with my friends. It was fun.
And he left. Vin stood in the darkened corridor. She felt herself shiver quietly, and she turned to stumble back out onto the main balcony. To the side, she could see Ellen bid good evening to his family, then head through a back corridor toward the keep's living section.
He can't do this to me. Not Ellen. Not now.
However, a voice from within, a voice she had nearly forgotten, began to speak.
Of course he left you. Of course he abandoned you. Everyone will betray you, Vin. What did I teach you?
No, it's just the political tension. Once this is over, I'll be able to convince him to come back.
I never came back for you. He won't either.